Wow, Tuesday afternoon already. This week is just flying by, isn't it? I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us this afternoon. You know, it's kind of cool, but it's also very distracting. You know, I'm at home at my desk working before I come into the station and do a little work before the show. And the Olympics are on live. And Simone Biles is up there on the exercise floor. And yeah, I mean, it's kind of distracting, but I'll catch up on all of that tonight. Hey, we got a lot to get to this afternoon. New rules concerning Mardi Gras parades. You think they're good or bad? Well, if you're participating in the things that some people think are bad, I guess you think it's bad. But, you know, a lot of people like the changes, so we'll talk a little bit about that. There are a few new polls out. There's a lot of new name calling, and Donald Trump has some creative new names for Kamala Harris. Trump has a new conspiracy theory about the assassination attempt. We've got some comments, Trump and Kamala Harris, and also why does Trump continue to reference Cannibal Hannibal Lecter? You know, we talked about this one day, I guess a week or so ago, and I just mentioned why is he referring to Hannibal Lecter? And, you know, is it, well, because the Democrats are cannibalizing themselves or something like that. But I really have yet to hear an answer that is really a good answer to that. Do you know why Trump is referencing Hannibal Lecter? I mean, I know he brings up the idea he wants to have you for dinner or something like that. I mean, that's a really old joke. And, you know, the same joke over and over again. Over a short period of time, that's just not even funny anymore. So he continues to reference Hannibal Lecter. Now, I'm sure there are people who think that Donald Trump has some admiration for Hannibal Lecter. And at one point, he said something about true stories. Hannibal Lecter is from Silence of the Lambs, and it's a fictional character. And of all of the evil characters out there, I think Hannibal Lecter is among the worst. Or the best. I mean, if you're talking about the worst serial killers, the worst evil characters, he's the best of the worst, in my opinion. So we'll touch on that. But no, if you want to share some thoughts, I mean, honestly, I really would like to know. And a lot of people would like to know, why do you think Donald Trump is referencing Hannibal Lecter as much as he is? I guess you could look at Hannibal Lecter as the ultimate bully. The ultimate tough guy. Is there any reference there? I mean, I don't want to make that connection. So help me out here. Is there another reason why he's referencing Hannibal Lecter, or is it just something that he's doing? Obviously, there's some kind of reference he has with Hannibal Lecter to keep mentioning him. Also, this came up on the show yesterday about drilling and Biden has banned fracking and Biden has taken away oil leases and done this and done that. Was drilling for oil in the U.S. better under Trump or Biden? We're going to set the record straight on that. Are you watching the Olympics? Yeah, I am. I'm watching every night. What's your favorite sport? And we're going to go back and talk about some of the original Olympic sports. And one of them that I have never heard of until I looked this up, one of the original Olympic sports was pancration. Pancration. And we'll talk about what that is, but there were times when contestants even died when they were participating in this sport, pancration. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And there are some new sports in the Olympics, climbing, skateboarding, some things like that. I'm sure there's some diehard Olympic fans that think that skateboarding is not an Olympic event. And so we can talk about that. Do you like the new sports that have been added to the Olympics? And then there's breaking, which is like essentially breakdancing. This is an Olympic sport. Do you agree or disagree that these are actually Olympic sports? We'll talk about that mostly in the 3 o'clock hour, but you know how the show goes. We can talk about that at any time. And Rob Lowe, who is 60 years old now, is talking about a sequel to St. Elmo's Fire is now in the works. And this was one of the big films that the Brat Pack was part of, and he was part of the Brat Pack. I'm going to take off on the Rat Pack from the 50s. So how would you feel about a sequel to St. Elmo's Fire? I mean, it could be cool, and I think there's some other movies that might be ripe for for a sequel. So we can talk about that this afternoon as well. Look, I think this is incredible news, but I'm reading today that a twice daily passenger train, Amtrak train, between New Orleans and Mobile, so that would include the Mississippi Gulf Coast, Bay St. Louis, this could be running by the time the Super Bowl comes to New Orleans next February. And they're talking about this being a tool for economic growth. Are you kidding me, man? This would be incredible. I mean, I would love for it to go on to Pensacola and the Florida beaches. But, you know, if we have to start between New Orleans and Mobile, let's do that. I remember as a kid, we had friends on the Gulf Coast, the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And there were a few times when my parents took us down to the train station downtown on Loyola and put us on the train. And we took the train over to Biloxi. Gulfport, Biloxi. And it was, it was fun then. When I lived in Seattle, when I lived in San Diego, I took Amtrak to Los Angeles. When I lived in Portland, Seattle, I would take the train back and forth, Amtrak, back and forth between Seattle and Portland. And I love the train. It is so cool. It is so relaxing. Anyway, I love it. So train service, twice a day passenger service between New Orleans and Mobile, including the Mississippi Gulf Coast beaches. I think that would be amazing. I hope it happens sooner rather than later. All right, so a lot to get to. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer, back at the controls after doing paperwork and stuff yesterday. Glad to have you back. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show to you too as well.
Thank you.
Wow.
Well, yeah. I guess I would be welcome. It's my show.
Yeah, I mean, guess usually you're supposed to say good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It doesn't mean, it's
I know.
It
I throw
matter.
You. You want to do it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He likes it a certain way. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He is at the controls in the other studio this afternoon.
Right.
Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you, too, as well. How are you?
Good. I'm good.
Good. I missed you.
Yeah, I missed you, too.
Yeah, you know, I got stuff. I'm just TC&B, you know.
Yeah, well, I know. I mean, I mentioned that, I feel like I feel like the references that I gave for you to get the position that you're in, I believe that had helped you get the position as assistant program director and brand manager. And I have a lot of faith in you in terms of your contribution to the show on the air and also to the station behind the scenes. I think you're a great asset to the station.
Thank you.
So there are going to be times when you have to go away. And Coleman and I, you know, we had fun. And Coleman does an awesome job. So it's always fun to do the show with Coleman.
Well, it's fun to do the show with you. But you know what also is pretty fun? Is to go do football stuff. You know, I'm not back there doing, like, payroll and, like, people's timesheets. I'm taking care of football stuff. And let me tell you, it's getting me in the mood, man.
Good. Like,
it's getting
me
in the mood. I'm ready for some football.
Meetings with the Saints. Uh-huh. And I think another one's coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, so we have to talk to some tomorrow. Saints people tomorrow. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so gearing up for WWL's relationship with the Saints and then ultimately the Pelicans. And this
Ooh,
is going to be,
child.
It's gonna be a great year for WWL.
It's going to be really busy.
Hey, are you watching any of the Olympics?
I'm watching some right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. It's on right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so look, let's just be clear about this. If there's a mistake that happens on the show today, like let's say the wrong song plays or if something like that happens, it's Ian. He's watching the Olympics in there.
Sorry. Stop. Sorry. They're doing the floor routine and I just my hand slipped.
Hey, man, I love Snoop Dogg. And you know, Snoop Dogg is he's so proud of the national anthem. He's singing it, talking about that. But, you know, he's hanging out with the fans. Families in the stands, and it's cool to have Snoop Dogg there.
We should have done this years ago.
That jacket that he has is killer.
The Snoop Dogg jacket?
The Snoop Dogg Olympic jacket is amazing. It's amazing. I think Japan leads in the number of gold medals, and, you know, it should be kind of insulting that I believe the United States invented skateboarding. And Japan is kicking our butts at skateboarding. They're world's butts in skateboarding.
Oh, I haven't seen any skateboarding yet.
Women's skateboarding.
Oh.
Yeah, women's skateboarding. Not the men. I saw some of the men street skateboarding last night. And Ian, I think we'll talk about this later. I'm sure there's some people who look at this and go, why is skateboarding an Olympic sport? That ain't no Olympic sport. I'm sure there are people who feel that way. So, you know, we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about some of the new sports, and do you agree that skateboarding is an Olympic sport? And also, we'll talk about some of the original Olympic sports, including prankration.
Yeah, what is
prankration?
That? Okay.
I'm going to explain that a little bit later.
Yeah, man.
All right, so a lot to get to. Hey, before we get to our first break, let's do a couple of the texts that have come in.
James and Harvey is listening. He says, skateboarding, badminton, table tennis, horseback riding, and coming pickleball soon enough. I wouldn't be surprised if drone racing might be classified as an Olympic sport.
Hey, look, badminton. I was watching some of that last night. When I was a kid, we'd go out to the lakefront and have a picnic.
Yeah.
And, you know, my dad would set up the badminton net, and the kids would play badminton. Has anybody ever actually volleyed in badminton? It seems like, you knock it over once and nobody gets it. Maybe it gets over one time, but there's no real volleying going on. When I see these Olympic athletes playing badminton, I'm going, oh, my God. I mean, I can't believe they're so good at it.
If there's any professional badminton players listening, I'm sorry. I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but badminton is one of those sports that, you know, if you're in a conversation with somebody at a bar or you meet somebody and you're like, oh, well, you know, yeah, I've been to Paris. Well, I was there for the Olympics. Yes, I'm an Olympic athlete. Yeah, I actually medaled in the, what sport? I don't really like to talk about it.
Yeah.
Check, please.
I'm the badminton player.
I'm a badminton. Sorry, you got a bronze in badminton? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were cool.
I mean, do they even break a sweat?
Oh, I guess they probably kind of sweaty.
I mean, it's kind of a small court, but I just look.
I mean,
I
can't play badminton very well.
I can't either. It's hard, and I just remember as kids, I would knock it over the net, and then maybe somebody would get it over, but I would never get it back a second time.
No,
there was no volleying.
I mean,
you know, going on there.
It's not easy to do anything like that when you got a tall boy in one hand and the little racket in the
other.
Well,
that's true, and that's the only fun way to do it. But
To James's point about the drone racing maybe classified as an Olympic sport, I bet it's probably not in the Olympics as we know them now, but I bet we're not that far away from like the E-Olympics, you know, where they got like drone racing. And I don't know, like StarCraft, you know, it's like we don't really talk about that much in America, but super competitive video game stuff is a big deal around the Pacific Rim in Korea and Japan and increasingly China. These kids will sit down and do these speed runs of these video games and the, you know, real time strategy games. And it's a huge industry there. And I would guess, you know, maybe in another couple cycles, there'll have to be a whole other Olympics that's just for that, the esports Olympics.
Yeah, and you know, don't you think that the X Games, the credibility and the presentation of the X Games, I mean, don't you think that led to snowboarding and skateboarding becoming part of the Olympics?
Hell yeah. It's hard for me to imagine.
And bikes.
Yeah,
cycling. Yeah,
exactly. The International Olympic Committee sees the X Games, you know, wow, they got the inside edge. They got all these cool sponsors and they got all these young people watching and it's got this real kind of punk attitude. We got to get some of that at the Olympics or people are going to be bored. Here is a text about the cannibalism comment saying that Trump says that because he cannibalized the Republican Party, consuming all opposition in his way.
It would be nice if he would explain that.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
He just brings up Hannibal Lecter like Hannibal Lecter is his favorite character. And you know, I mentioned this yesterday. Why is it that so many people have to explain what Trump really means? Why is there so much explanation needed? There are people who are constantly interpreting what he really meant. Or when Trump says something like, you know, if I'm elected, you're never going to have to vote again. I found that to be, with all that's going on, I find that to be kind of a frightening statement. And then there are people who are now explaining, well, here's what he meant. Well, okay, but this is what he said. And there were people who said, well, here's what he meant. But they didn't really touch on exactly what he said. He said, you're not going to have to vote again. So that means no more elections? Anyway, I just think it's interesting that so many people have to explain what he really meant.
It's everything old is new again. You know, it's like the window dressing changes, but the house remains the same. He didn't say that. If he did, he didn't mean it. If he did mean it, you didn't understand. If you did understand, it's not a big deal. And if it is a big deal, Democrats have said worse.
And he was just joking.
Yeah, that's always part of it. Here's a text that says, hey, that's a poke at Biden's claim that his uncle was eaten by cannibals.
Well, why doesn't he say that? I mean, he doesn't.
Color the dots in for me, sir.
I get that, but I think that's a stretch because the Hannibal Lecter comment comes with no context whatsoever. It's just there as if Hannibal Lecter is someone that Donald Trump respects. I can't believe that that's true. And you know, read my lips. I can't believe that he really believes that. But it's just kind of interesting how he brings up Hannibal Lecter.
A couple more. Here's a text that says, I was a badminton player in college. Try playing real badminton. I'm sure that you and I would both be catastrophically bad at actual badminton. Yes. If you set us down, you know, I don't know, in the 70s or something, that might have been a stunt that the station would pay for to have, you know, Scoot and Ian go join the badminton team for an afternoon. Thank God we don't live in that world anymore. Here's a text that says, badminton is the equivalent of curling in the Winter Olympics. I like curling.
The one with the little broom I have totally gotten into curling in the Winter Olympics. And in the beginning when I first started watching it years ago, I didn't get it. I thought it was silly and ridiculous. But, you know, you watch something and you start to figure out the strategy, and then something even like curling becomes very compelling to watch. All right, so on Friday night, I was at, when you're talking about stunts, Ian, Friday night I went to, Shane Love had 80s night at Daiquiri's and Cream in Mandeville, and so I went to that,
lit.
And these guys came up to me, and they said, hey, man, remember the time that you and Captain Humble came out to Holy Cross? And one of the things that we did at Holy Cross, no, this was at, this might have been at Brother Martin. I don't know, one of these high schools, people still remind me of it today, but the station got me involved in donkey basketball, and we were riding donkeys.
Involved in what?
Donkey basketball, and everybody was riding a donkey on the court, and we were playing basketball on donkeys.
You were riding a donkey?
Yeah, a donkey, and it was kind of hard for some people in the audience to figure out which one was the ass. But anyway, no, we really did that. I'm serious.
I can't picture you on a donkey, man.
Bareback.
Come on.
Bareback.
Did you have a good time, or were you just chewing glass the whole time? You're like,
really,
I'll do anything.
No, it was like, it was fun and stupid, and
there
was kind of a donkey smell throughout the gymnasium. But yeah, donkey basketball. So, yeah, when you come up and remind me about those things, it's funny because sometimes I don't really remember until you remind me.
Man, I really should have gotten into this business 50 years earlier.
And then there was the elephant race, but at Audubon Zoo. But that's a story for another program. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okanagan Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Yeah, I think we're during this campaign season, we've got some politics to talk about. We're going to all want to be a little sedated, so find your way to be a little bit sedated. Maybe it's just with meditation or something, but yeah, it's crazy. We'll start talking about it when we come back. I'm Scoot on WWL. Hey, that's where we are in America today. I hate you, you hate me, everybody hates everybody. You know, it doesn't really have to be that way, but it is. I want to mention a couple of things that I talked about yesterday that you might have missed. These are a few things that I actually mentioned on the air yesterday. A former Obama White House photographer implied, based on a photograph, that Donald Trump was not actually shot in the ear. And I rejected that conspiracy theory. And I said that we've got a dead guy on the roof, and unless somebody saw that guy, like, get up, unless it was a planned thing, and you would have seen the guy at some point get up, or maybe he was put in the emergency vehicle and taken away, and then he walked away from the vehicle. I don't think that happened. But I rejected the notion that Donald Trump was not shot, and said that he, as far as I know, and as far as I can tell, and from the information we have, Donald Trump was shot. And that was an assassination attempt that was horrible. And if, God forbid, something had happened to Donald Trump, that would have been a very, very dark day in American history. Anyway, I mentioned that yesterday. Also, Vice President Kamala Harris and other Democrats are spreading misinformation about Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance having sex with a couch. And it appears now that there's no information that he actually did have sex with a couch. I know we kind of went back and forth on this. But it appears as if, and I mentioned that Kamala Harris and other Democrats are spreading misinformation about J.D. Vance having sex with a couch. Also, I condemned the part of the opening ceremonies of the Summer Olympics in Paris where it appeared as if they were doing a mockery of the Last Supper with drag queens. And I got a really ugly email from somebody who was talking about how I always defend drag queens, and I didn't actually see the opening ceremony because I was at that 80s night on Friday night in Mandeville. I didn't actually see it, but I read about it, and I saw the pictures, and they could have done the same thing without making it appear as if it was the Last Supper. So that was a big mistake on the part of the Summer Olympics. You know, it's France. I guess they do things like that from time to time, but I thought that was kind of a disgusting thing that was part of the Summer Olympics. But it's kind of like questioning my Christianity. And you know, I remind people that, you know, I'm a Christian. I'm a Catholic. And I'm very proud of who I am. I'm very proud of my relationship with God. And it's nobody's business to really judge that personal relationship that I have with God. I talk to God every day, all day. I need God to get through the day. So I do get a little defensive when people want to condemn me when I know it's not their job to condemn me. That's not for you to do. And there's enough in the Bible that says you shouldn't do that for me to not stand up and say you shouldn't do that. So don't worry about my Christianity. And my defense of drag queens is that drag queens themselves are not a threat to society. There are some bad drag queens out there. There are some bad heterosexuals out there. Think about all the straight people who are priests or straight people who are pastors in the Southern Baptist Convention who are grooming children, and they're having sex with your children. Now, they're not wearing dresses. They look just like you. They dress just like you. They fit right into your neighborhood, and they're grooming your kids. These are not drag queens. So my only point about drag queens is, and I'm not going to defend bad drag queens, but there is no information that indicates that drag queens are a threat to society. And if you've got that information and it's from a credible source, send it to my email address, scoot@wwl.com. Don't just call and say, yeah, drag queens are, you know, corrupting America. We need to be afraid of drag queens. Don't just say that. Prove it. Give me some information. But there is no information indicating that drag queens are a threat to society. It's a funny, comical thing that's been around for a very, very long time. But I'm not going to defend the drag queens that go overboard, the drag queens that do bad things, any more than I'm going to defend the straight people who do bad things, the heterosexuals that do bad things, the heterosexuals that have obnoxious public displays of affection, the heterosexuals that are raping people and doing bad things and, again, grooming children. So, you know, I'm not defending the heterosexuals or the drag queens when it comes to that. Okay, let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice.
Yes, Scoot.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm really good.
That's good.
I'm great.
Let's see. Now, the other day, you were saying that you didn't know if Trump had, when he was talking to that Christian group, you said you didn't know if he said he was a Christian or wasn't one.
That's,
I got curious.
Well, wait a minute. I dealt with that right after that because I heard it and I said it says.
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah, went and I checked because I got curious about it, you know.
Did you
listen
to it?
I said, well, let me see if I can find that. So I did. And, yeah, he said he was a Christian. But here's the thing.
But you could see where somebody would say, where could pick out of there, I'm not a Christian. It's the way he said I'm a Christian, that one part is a little jumbled, and I can see
I
how
didn't
people
know.
Could
it wasn't when I heard it.
Okay, well,
I... Well, it wasn't when I heard it. I sent it to you, in fact. I sent you an attachment.
Well, Janice, he only said it that one time. I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard
yeah.
it, and I...
And I heard what he said.
I responded on the air.
I'm a Christian.
I can understand how people could take it either way.
But here's the thing.
I didn't challenge what he said.
Yeah, okay. Well, when he said, though, they're talking, and, you know, he was talking... And when I read this, I didn't hear it at first. I had read it, and it had me a little puzzled. I'm shaking my head a little bit. But here's the thing. I also recorded this, and it was in the recording I sent you. He said that in the next 4 years, things are going to be so good that you won't have to vote. And
you won't have to vote again. So I know. What did that mean?
This is one thing that he doesn't, that a lot of people don't understand about him.
And you
he
do.
Has a very dry sense of humor. And
yeah.
Sometimes he says something, and it's, you know, it's like, okay, Whoopi and Joy and all, and they were saying how oh, he's going to be a dictator. Okay. Well, he picked it up. He picked it up. And he said, yes, I'm going to be a dictator. On day one, for one day, I'm going to drill, baby, drill, and secure the border. And it was funny. Then the next day, they picked up on it. Oh, see? Oh, he admitted it. See? He said, you know, he's going to be a dictator.
When it comes to the voting. Janice, before you move on, in that case, I thought Donald Trump was kidding. I didn't hear the humor in you'll never have to vote again, and with some things that I know about Project 2025, I was concerned about.
I don't care about Project 2025,
Janice, I was speaking.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I was speaking.
Yes, right. Okay.
Why don't you just go ahead and finish, since you're up on your soapbox?
Okay. What I was going to say is this. This is my point. They're talking about wanting to change the voting process. They're saying that it would be better not to have all the machinery, to have one-day voting and paper ballots.
That's not what I'm concerned about.
Paper ballots, I know. Paper ballots and one-day voting. So if he was going to abolish voting, they wouldn't be talking about that. The man is not going to abolish voting. He was a good president before. He'll be a good president again. And I'm tired of people knocking him.
Hey, stop getting angry, Janice. I mean, why are you getting
bent out of shape?
Janice.
He was a good president.
Janice, calm down, okay?
You've made this your career,
so I understand your passion.
Yes, this is your career. Because it's important.
Not everybody can sit around and do what you do every day, because some of us have full-time jobs and we don't have the time. What are you mocking me because I have a full-time job?
I do not have a job.
You have the liberty to spend time in front of your computer and concoct all these things. And I want to tell you,
I'm not concocting anything.
Will you please?
People are downing Trump. He was a good president before. The man never said he was going to abolish voting.
All right, Janice.
He's not trying to insinuate that he's doing away with voting, Scoot.
He said you won't have to vote again, and there's a way to take that. Janice, who did more drilling on federal land, Biden or Trump?
Trump.
Biden.
Trump.
Biden
no,
did.
Not Biden. Biden. Biden did away with the Keystone Pipeline
Biden
when he first
drilled,
got in on the first
there
day
There was
there.
More drilling on federal land, and you do
Kamala
not have information. Janice?
Kamala Harris doesn't want drilling, and she doesn't want fracking.
Janice,
and when you don't,
I'm giving
when you, don't
you, a,
do your own, get your own oil
I'm
and you
giving,
have to buy it from other countries. It costs more.
I'm giving you facts here, Janice. Biden
yeah, you're
drilled...
Giving me your facts.
No, I'm
your
giving
facts.
You facts. If
your
you,
version of facts.
Janice, if you looked
their
up...
prices went up. Inflation has gone up.
Janice,
things have
inflation,
gone up under Biden.
Inflation is going down
Biden
a little
is not
bit.
Good, nor will Kamala Harris be.
All right.
Kamala Harris is against fracking and drilling. I heard it out of her own face.
Okay, we are...
And
we're
not
at
energy
a point,
independent,
we're
prices
at a point.
Are going to go up.
We're at a point now where the U.S. is reaching record amounts of drilling on U.S. land and federal land. There's more drilling on federal land under Biden than there was under Trump, and that's a fact.
Well, Kamala Harris.
Okay.
Kamala
well, wait.
Harris
so, do you recognize that you answered the question correctly? So, there was more drilling on federal land under Biden than under Trump.
Let's just assume that for a minute. Okay. Let's just say there was. Kamala Harris has said that she's not in favor of fracking, she's not in favor of drilling.
Okay.
So if she wins, let's see what's going to happen with the drilling then. They want to do away with gas. They want everybody mandatorily to have an electric vehicle. Trump wants
to
give people
choice. That's not
true.
Yes,
it is.
That's not true.
Yes, they want to abolish gas.
Janice, that's the way you have interpreted it, but that's simply not true.
Oh, no, it's not the way I've interpreted it. It's the way I've heard it said.
Janice,
now, that's it.
It's the way you've interpreted what has been told to you in terms of the people.
What's been told to me? No, I heard it out of her mouth. By 2035, she wants everything to be electric vehicles.
That's not true.
Their goal is to eventually do away.
Janice, this is rhetoric. This is right-wing brainwashing rhetoric. It is rhetoric.
They're not going to force
you to drive an electric vehicle. I mean, I'm way over having to go to a break, but you've been so comical that I've got to leave you on for just a few
minutes.
It's funny.
I'm telling you how it is.
No, you're wrong. you're absolutely wrong when it comes to some things. And I want to tell you now that a lot of the stuff that you send me, I immediately see it's from you and I delete it. Because you send me so much BS over the years that I have no reason to believe that what you send me is accurate. You find stuff from deep, dark websites, and it's not true. And, you know, you're sitting there and your full-time job is to support Trump, which is fine. But not everybody has the luxury of sitting around doing that for a living. So I have to work. I have work to do before and after my show, and then I have my show to do. And it's just fascinating to me. And I mean, it's fascinating to others when people hear how deep into this you are and how willing you are to accept things that are not factual.
In my office, I have a bottle of wine and a bottle of Maalox. I don't know which one I need worse right now. So I'm just going to grab both and I'll be right back. Okay.
All right. I'm Scoot, and we're coming back with more on WWL. All right, yeah, if you want to join us with your comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. And we'll be back on WWL. All right, I'm slipping in here a deep cut from Elton John, Gray Seal. I'm Scoot on the air. So the U.S. Women's Olympic team just won gold in gymnastics. Congratulations, ladies. All right, there is... there's a TikTok phenomenon going on about, I think it's Dubai chocolate. I'm going to tell you more about that coming up here in just a few minutes. We are getting a lot of texts about Janice and our conversation. It was kind of a conversation. It's more like a monologue. We're going to get to some of those texts. And if you sent some, we might get to yours. We'll get to those right after the top of the hour news at 2 o'clock. Right now, with Gen Z, this is an Axios Generation Lab poll, in a head-to-head matchup, Harris and Donald Trump, 18 to 34-year-olds, yeah, they're legal, they can vote. Harris leads Trump 60 to 40%, 20% lead for Kamala Harris. But here's the problem. 18 to 34-year-olds don't vote. If you would vote, you could sway elections, but you're not voting. You're not voting in big enough numbers. And if you did, man, you could control the outcome of elections, especially millennials, because millennials are now the largest segment of the U.S. population. Donald Trump says that the FBI knew about the assassination attempt and maybe even ordered it. This is a new conspiracy coming from former President Donald Trump. He's suggesting that the FBI had advanced knowledge of or even ordered the assassination attempt against him. Do you believe that? I don't believe it. Now, you know, the FBI, you know, they get involved in a lot of dirty work. They do. But I don't believe the FBI was involved in this. I really don't. I don't think I'm naive. I know some of you might think I'm naive to think that the FBI would not be behind this. But, you know... One of the issues that I have with Project 2025 is that the president would take over, and in this case, if it would be President Trump if he wins, would take over branches of government. And for the president to take over the Department of Justice, I think is a really scary thought, because the Department of Justice is supposed to be there really for the American people, not specifically for the president. So anyway, you know, right now, nationwide and even in swing states, because Joe Biden is gone, it's Trump and Harris in a very, very close race. I still think a lot more is going to come out about Kamala Harris, and I think we're going to hear more about her liberal policies from the past. But Janice says that she wants, and the Democrats want, everybody to drive an electric car. That is right-wing rhetorical BS. That's not true. They are pushing, in some cases, for the development of electric cars, and there are some people who believe that this is going to help with climate change. But nobody is going to ever force you to buy an electric car. That's not going to happen. And if you want to go around scaring people, like Janice, that's her job. That's her job, to go around scaring people. If you want to go around and scare people, yeah, they want you to drive an electric car. They're forcing you to drive it. That's not true. And it is factual that there has been more drilling for oil on federal land under Biden than there was under Trump. In fact, we even have a statistic that actually Biden deported more people than Donald Trump. So these are facts that are hard to deny. But again, you know, Janice thinks they're my facts. These are not my facts. I don't create facts. I have never once created a fact for this show. Not once. But again, if you're tuned into only rhetorical right-wing media, and if you only hear certain things, and then when you hear something different on our show, then you think, well, I'm the outside person, that I don't know what I'm talking about, because you haven't heard it anywhere else. Well, the fact that you haven't heard it, if you're tuned into to right-wing media, then you're not going to hear it, and you're going to hear it only on this show, but that doesn't mean it's not true. All right, so we have got a lot to get to in the next hour, and we'll get to some of the comments about Janice. And, you know, again, no, she's not a paid actor. She is a real, and there are people like her. All right, we just need to have a little more respect for each other. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, coming up, we've got a lot of texts to get to. So if you've sent us a text, we'll get to those. Also, if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls. We've got more to talk about concerning what Trump said, what Kamala Harris said, and why is Trump referencing Hannibal Lecter? We got a few theories on this. More on that coming up next. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. All right, I'm slipping in here a deep cut from Elton John, Gray Seal. I'm Scoot on the air. So the U.S. Women's Olympic team just won gold in gymnastics. Congratulations, ladies. All right. There's a TikTok phenomenon going on about, I think it's Dubai chocolate. I'm going to tell you more about that coming up here in just a few minutes. We are getting a lot of text about Janice and our conversation. It was kind of a conversation. It's more like a monologue. We're going to get to some of those texts. And if you sent some, we might get to yours. We'll get to those right after the top of the hour news at 2 o'clock. Right now with Gen Z, this is an Axios Generation Lab poll in a head-to-head matchup, Harris and Donald Trump, 18 to 34 year olds. Yeah, they're legal. They can vote. Harris leads Trump 60 to 40%. 20% lead for Kamala Harris. But here's the problem. 18 to 34 year olds don't vote. If you would vote, you could sway elections. But you're not voting. You're not voting in big enough numbers. And if you did, man, you could control the outcome of elections, especially millennials, because millennials are now the largest segment of the U.S. population. Donald Trump says that the FBI knew about the assassination attempt, and maybe even ordered it. This is a new conspiracy coming from former President Donald Trump. He's suggesting that the FBI had advanced knowledge of or even ordered the assassination attempt against him. Do you believe that? I don't believe it. Now, you know, the FBI, you know, they get involved in a lot of dirty work. They do. But I don't believe the FBI was involved in this. I really don't. I don't think I'm naive. I know some of you might think I'm naive to think that the FBI would not be behind this. But, you know, one of the issues that I have with Project 2025 is that the president would take over. And in this case, if it would be President Trump, if he wins, would take over branches of government. And for the president to take over the Department of Justice, I think is a really scary thought, because the Department of Justice is supposed to be there really for the American people, not specifically for the president. So anyway, you know, right now, nationwide and even in swing states, because Joe Biden is gone, it's Trump and Harris in a very, very close race. I still think a lot more is going to come out about Kamala Harris. And I think we're going to hear more about her liberal policies from the past. But Janice says that she wants, and the Democrats want, everybody to drive an electric car. That is right-wing rhetorical BS. That's not true. they are pushing, in some cases, for the development of electric cars, and there are some people who believe that this is going to help with climate change. But nobody, nobody is going to ever force you to buy an electric car. That's not going to happen. And if you want to go around scaring people, like Janice, that's her job. That's her job, to go around scaring people. If you want to go around and scare people, yeah, they want you to drive an electric car. They're forcing you to drive it. That's not true. And it is factual that there has been more drilling for oil on federal land under Biden than there was under Trump. In fact, we even have a statistic that actually Biden deported more people than Donald Trump. So these are facts that are hard to deny. But again, you know, Janice thinks they're my facts. They're not my facts. I don't create facts. I have never once created a fact for this show. Not once. But again, if you're tuned into only rhetorical right-wing media, and if you only hear certain things, and then when you hear something different on our show, then you think, well, I'm the outside person, that I don't know what I'm talking about, because you haven't heard it anywhere else. Well, the fact that you haven't heard it, if you're tuned into to right-wing media, then you're not going to hear it, and you're going to hear it only on this show, but that doesn't mean it's not true. All right, so we have got a lot to get to in the next hour, and we'll get to some of the comments about Janice. And, you know, again, no, she's not a paid actor. She is a real, and there are people like her. All right, we just need to have a little more respect for each other. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, coming up, we've got a lot of texts to get to. So if you've sent us a text, we'll get to those. Also, if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls. We've got more to talk about concerning what Trump said, what Kamala Harris said, and why is Trump referencing Hannibal Lecter? We got a few theories on this. More on that coming up next. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back.